This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Mo, were you chilly this morning when you came out of the house?
The weather
has changed just a little bit here in Houston. We're in the 60s this morning as you get ready for work. So we'll talk about that. Eric with a K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
My name is George. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show with George, Mo, and Eric. On the way in just about 10 minutes, it's time for jury duty. We have a football question this morning that we're going to be talking about. And at about 5:52, we have Mo Knows Country. Chance to take $100 off Mo. That's coming up here on the Morning Bullpen. But let's get started talking about the top three things that are trending here in Texas this morning.
Number three.
We all remember when SciFair ISD eliminated like 80 bus routes due to budget cuts at the beginning of the school year.
I remember that.
Parents last night demanding a change because three students have been hit by vehicles in the past week.
Wow. From walking to school.
Yes. So it's the kids that live a mile to 2 miles from their school. So they're walking to school. They're riding their bikes. They have no other choice. Three kids. Been hit.
Come on, y'all. You can do better than that.
Number two.
We're watching, obviously, everything going on with the hurricanes as it's ravaging our friends in the Carolinas, Tennessee, now Florida, sending our prayers. But if you're interested in being a little more involved, the Red Cross has an opportunity for you. They're looking for volunteers to deploy in two-week increments. So even if you have no disaster experience, they're looking for people to work in the shelters in those places that need you. So 2 weeks deployment, if even with no experience, redcross.com/volunteer.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Put away your Ugg boots.
Why?
I mean, it was cool this morning, but it's going to be 90 degrees this afternoon.
No, it's not.
90 degrees.
I didn't have to use my AC in my car for the first time.
What? Yes, it was a very mid to upper 60s most of our area. So the dry air will heat up pretty quickly back to the 80s by noon. On our way to 90 degrees for most areas around town. Wednesday looking to be our coolest morning. So tomorrow, some places will hit the 50s in the morning, but still, again, hitting 90s by the afternoon. So dress appropriately. Don't get too excited.
The lack of humidity is the big thing.
That's how you feel?
Yeah. Yes. That's awesome. The big thing I think you noticed this morning. That's what's trending here in Texas. Top three things you're going to be hearing about all day long. And they're powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get
time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to talk about a little good news. And this one is about Connie Claxon, who went into a Whataburger restaurant 54 years ago.
I thought it was the best burger I had ever ate. And I thought, well, I could do that.
Love at first bite.
I got it. And is this for here to go?
Was in 1970.
You're number 84.
That's when Connie Claxon went to work for Whataburger, and she never left.
I still eat a junior burger every morning.
I love this story. Connie says she still has a junior burger every morning.
Whoa.
And she just retired last week after 54 years at Whataburger. Can you imagine working somewhere for 50 years?
I love it for her.
Incredible. And she said she just thanks the Lord every day for allowing her to do it. And she found romance at Whataburger.
Married one of my customers. So I got up this morning and I thought, you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for letting me do it one more day.
So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, headed to a job that maybe you'll do for 50 years. Or does that sound depressing? Can I get an amen for Connie this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you, Jesus.
713-881-5500. You could be our next amen here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some call it the perfect combo. Some say it's the nastiest thing that you can do in your house. It's on jury duty, and we need your help coming up at 7:10 this morning to get a verdict on it here on 100.3 The Bull.
Kim Kardashian was married to Chris Humphries, the basketball player,
yes,
for 72 days.
What? Why are you bringing this up?
I know why she's bringing it up.
You know that I am in the middle of wedding stuff with my son right now.
Deep in the thick of it, and I love every minute of it.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we got to talk about your wife getting her mother of the groom dress.
Yeah. Yeah.
She got the dress.
So now, all Eric and Mo have been doing is been going, you know what the stats are. On new marriages. You know what the divorce rate is on people who get married before the age of 21?
Is that really what we sound like when we talk?
It
is.
In George's head, yes.
In my head, that's exactly what you sound like, especially when you're talking about this.
I believe the shortest marriage started because you were whining about the cost of a wedding.
Yes, constantly. It's not just like he was whining. He continues to whine. He hasn't stopped whining since the wedding was put on the books.
Correct.
About all this money he's spending.
And I said, as long as they're staying married for a long time,
it's worth the investment.
Yes. That's how we got to this point, George.
It is.
Yes.
But somehow you all flipped that around on me with the shortest marriage thing, and then you started bringing up you did the Kardashian thing with your friends,
yes,
right?
Yes, we're like, well, you know what? As long as you stay married longer than 72 days, you win.
George, honestly, you're spending all this money, and you do know the likelihood of them getting
broken up. That is not
true.
They are going to be fine. Y'all don't say that.
You've been married for a long time.
Right? I have been married for a long time, yes. And you've been married how long now, Mo?
I think like 5 years.
Five years? Ooh, 5 years. Wow. Eric, you just had your 10th anniversary?
Ten years married, yep. Mm-hmm.
So we want to know, though, the shortest. I mean, I want to know people that barely made it past I do.
Yeah.
713-881-5500. Stephanie's on the phone this morning in Montgomery. Stephanie. I think most at the bar here. She said 72 days, right, Mo?
Yeah, that was Kim Kardashian.
Stephanie,
I beat Kim Kardashian. It's a running joke in the family.
Wait, like you beat her
personally?
Like it was only 52 days.
Oh,
oh my goodness!
You beat her, Stephanie. What happened?
Well, we were together for a total of 5 years, and his girlfriend of that last year decided to call me and tell me what kind of husband I had.
Oh, no way.
Yes,
wow.
Way.
Man. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Sorry, that's not funny, but it's hilarious. Yes. I'm sorry, Stephanie.
She said it's a running joke in her family.
Yeah,
and we're
okay.
Her family,
okay,
too.
Yes,
so
we're family.
You could have had
So it's all good. It's a blessing in disguise.
Yes,
it was okay, yeah. I was going to say, you could have had your own reality show. 52 days.
To add more insult to injury, he was telling her I was dying of cancer.
Oh my goodness. This guy's an evil genius. He's an evil genius.
Yes. No, I think we could just leave it at evil, Eric. I think
he's not still with her, though, right?
Yes, he is. Okay. He literally got married a year later.
Okay. Well, does that feel a little better?
She knows all of this about him, and she's still married him.
Well, his wife died of cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a widow. Come on. He needed her to comfort him.
Yeah, I want to go back. I want to go back, Stephanie, to what Eric asked, though. I think in all of it, you missed it there. Does it make you feel better that he's still with that person?
You know, it's been so long. I was 24 then. I'm 34 now. I have an amazing husband, and I don't even think about it.
Amen. Yep. Amen. She doesn't look back on that. She doesn't care.
What's your new husband's girlfriend look like?
Eric.
She better be invisible.
She looks like you, girl.
All right, Stephanie. 52 days was her record.
Yeah.
Anybody got a story shorter than that? Think you can top it? 713-881-5500 right now. All right. I dared make a mention of the cost of the wedding. And again, I know this is coming from the groom side, so I shouldn't be complaining, but I dared mention that. And Mo and Eric latched onto it and said, well, you know, if they don't make it, just think of how much money you've spent on a wedding. And it's like, don't start with that.
Right, cost per longevity is what we were comparing.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
How much per day you're spending on the wedding. Mm-hmm.
So we wanted to know shortest wedding stories. And earlier, Stephanie called 52 days.
Yes. Yep.
Shorter than Kim Kardashian.
Yes, we thought that was very impressive. And she's moved on. She's a happy lady. And we didn't think we would get anyone else to call. And then Lisa's on the phone. Hey, Miss Lisa, it says here you're in Houston.
How y'all doing this morning?
We're great. How are you?
I am just pulling up at work.
Well, thank you for calling.
I listen to y'all every morning. Oh, can't get enough of y'all.
So how long was your marriage?
1 week.
Pardon?
Not even.
Did you say one?
A week. 1 week.
A week. A single week you were married.
Not even a week. Uh-huh. Maybe 5 days.
What happened?
Curious.
Okay, so I'm on baby number 2, and I didn't want to get married, but I thought, my kids need a daddy, right?
Yes, right.
Ma'am. Same father. So I went ahead and fell for it. I done did the wedding and everything. We go out, stupid little honeymoon. So I get a phone call like maybe 2 days, 3 days later. His brother tells me, my brother needs to leave you because he's in love with my daughter and don't need you. And I'm reading the Bible and I see, what do you call it when you're getting cheated on it? Uh-huh. And I'm like looking at the phone. I was like, oh my God, really? So I packed up and left and Hurricane Charlie hit.
Wait, okay, all right. There is so
much.
Like after Hurricane Charlie, there's so much to unpack here.
1 week.
Right? Yes.
So less than a week into your marriage, his brother called you and said that his brother was in love with his daughter?
Yes, stepdaughter.
Oh, stepdaughter.
You messed up. That changes everything.
Big word
that's
there.
Daughter. But to me, that's still a daughter.
I totally get that. But step just niece, from a legal standpoint, I would think it would be.
Right. That's still dirty.
Yes. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Not the Bible. That's for sure.
Okay.
So, Jerry.
Oh, it turned into worse than Jerry afterwards. Oh.
Okay, will you stay on hold? You stay right there on hold. We want to talk more, sister. Okay.
Wow. Talking about hurricanes. You are a hurricane.
Oh, wow.
All over the place, Lisa. Thank you for calling.
1 week.
And sharing your story.
George, 1 week.
Nobody can beat it.
Wow. 1 week.
Stop right there.
You know what actually I'm happy about?
What's that?
Is that neither side has brothers or sisters to be involved in that.
Yeah.
It's the Morning Bullpen. George, Mo, Eric with a K. And it's time for jury duty this week. Just out here solving the world's dilemmas. 713-881-5500. By the way, we have one slot open if you would like to be part of jury duty this morning. 713-881-5500. Jury duty today. It's either the grossest thing that you can do at home, or it's the greatest thing you can do at home.
What? The question is, have you ever used a TV tray? But why is that gross?
Some people, Eric and I had, a discussion, we'll call it.
Okay.
Sure.
Yesterday about TV trays, and he was like, I mentioned something about we were watching TV and TV tray, and Eric was like, what is a TV tray?
Oh, I know what a TV tray is, George. My parents had them. And I grew up using a TV tray, I think they're disgusting.
House.
Yes, I haven't used one since I was probably 10 years old.
So do you eat in front of the TV, like when you're watching your favorite show?
No. When I got a family, it was my solemn oath that we would have family dinners together, because my family never did that. Oh, we watched The Simpsons.
Well,
while
I'm
we
real,
dinner.
And sometimes you just got to get by. And so I make the cheese tray for the kids, and they think it's cool. And it's just some apples and pepperoni slices.
Right, so you have a little something while you watch TV.
But I've never called it a TV tray. Like, the TV tray is what my grandma had. I don't know. We have like an ottoman that we
set. No, that doesn't count. That does not count.
That's not a TV tray.
A TV tray actually comes in a set of four.
Yes.
They unfold.
Yes.
And then you put your food on it while you watch TV.
Did yours have scenic? Like scenery on it.
My mamaw's did.
Yes.
No.
Brown. And there was a sheep. There was a sheep on it. Yeah, I remember.
Mine was forest. In the sepia.
George, what's on your TV tray?
No, mine are totally wood. And by the way, they don't come in a set of four. If you get the deluxe, they come in a set of six.
Oh.
So I'm just saying, if you get the deluxe.
So the question is, have you ever used a TV tray, right?
713-881-5500. I have a feeling I'm going to be on the bad
just
end of this. Laura is in Tomball. Laura is our first juror this morning. Jury duty. Laura, have you ever used a TV tray?
Yes, and I still use it, especially for my kid.
Exactly. It is not that big a deal, right?
It's not. It's what we grew up with. It's normal for us.
Can you still buy them?
Yes.
Not just like an antique store?
Wait, really? Amazon has TV trays.
Yeah, you can get them on Amazon.
Amazon has anything.
Yeah, I much prefer going to Goodwill.
Oh, my goodness.
And finding
something
vintage. There. Thank you.
Okay.
We need to create something called Grandmazon, where we buy only old people things like TV trays. Grandmazon.
All right. off to a good start here this morning. Let's go to juror number two.
Mandy's on the phone. And Colton, Mandy, have you ever used a TV tray?
Yes.
Yes.
We don't have one. We always use the bar stool.
You use a bar stool now. See? Okay. So you have used them.
Our couch is right next to the bar, and we have really tall bar stools. And my son Colton every day pulls the bar stool over to the couch to use it in place of a TV tray.
Yeah, yeah. See, they don't have a TV tray, but man, Mandy wishes they had one.
I heard they have them on Amazon, so maybe check it out.
All right, juror number three, let's get your verdict this morning.
Bonnie and Liberty, have you ever used a TV tray?
Hello, Bonnie.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, you've used a TV tray. What's your favorite TV show, Bonnie?
Reba.
Okay. Bonnie, I hate to be rude. I know it's a rude question to ask, but how old are you?
I am 59.
Yes, 59.
Okay.
I'm 59. She's using the TV tray.
Just locking that away in my head there.
All right. Have you ever used a TV tray? That's our question on jury duty this morning.
CJ's on the phone in Pasadena. CJ, have you ever used a TV tray?
Have I? Yes. Do I? Yes. Absolutely.
See, there we go.
They still exist.
I wish we were on video right now, because Mo and Eric are absolutely dumbfounded.
It's the judgmental eyes, but it's fine. CJ, we're still friends.
But fine. You can be judgmental you want, but they are dumbfounded shocked that people are voting this morning along with me. All right. Last one. Amanda's on the phone. Amanda, tell me, have you ever used the TV tray?
Have I ever? Yes. Do I now? No.
Thank you. That's what we said, the same thing.
Yeah.
You're on our team.
Yes, what? I have.
Why don't you use them, Amanda?
At Mamaw's house?
I just put the hot plate of food on the arm of my recliner and eat it.
There we go. See, the recliner. That counts for something.
Would you say that TV trays are for old people?
That is not the question.
Yes,
that is not the question.
It should have been the question.
We just want to be kind.
That is not the question. All right, Mo, this morning, let's get the final verdict here.
Have you ever used a TV tray? Unanimous yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
We're all well-rounded.
I'm just saying.
I don't think that solved anything.
It really didn't. It just made George feel more empowered, and that's never a good thing.
I honestly wish you could see their faces. They are dumbfounded by this because they thought it was going to be, they're like, it'll be 100%. Nobody uses TV.
Nobody
uses them today.
That is not true. That is not what came out of
We've all used them, and then we all grew up.
Left them at grandma's house.
That's jury duty this morning. We do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull. Uncle Jorge's ghost stories are coming back. Do you have a ghost story you want to share? Got details on that coming up in 20 minutes. Uncle Jorge's ghost story for Halloween. It's on the way here on 100.3 The Bull. Right now, it's time to see if we can get Eric a suggestion that will motivate him to write a song today. It's your topics that get him going. Your call, 713-881-5500 is the number.
Faye's on the phone in Houston. Hey, Miss Faye, you have a 10-minute tune suggestion?
Yes, I'm still pushing for short people because those of us who are 6 feet or taller, especially women, there are a bunch of midgets out there.
Oh, did we say that?
Faye, do you know that I'm 5'5" and a half? I have to put the half in.
Ooh.
Ooh.
My sons are taller than that. Yeah,
that's what most women say. That's what most women say.
You sound taller. You sound taller. So Faye, you're the tall one, and you're only
literally
meeting
choking
short people, and you want Eric to sing a song about that.
Yes, and back in the 70s, there was a song written called Short People Ain't Got No Feelings.
Yeah, no, got no reason to live.
Got no reason to live, yeah exactly.
It's worse, yeah.
So technically, there's already been a Short People song written. But right, you know what? You keep trying, Faye.
Yeah, keep trying, Faye.
Keep hanging in there.
I want to climb you, girl.
Okay.
All right, fine. Gotta go. 713-881-5500. Let's bring him back to reality here. Eric, go to line 4, if you don't mind.
All right, that's Charlie. Hey, that's my daughter's name. You got a 10-minute tune suggestion?
Yeah.
Wait, this is my daughter.
Hey, girl.
Hi.
You have a 10-minute tune suggestion for Dad?
Yes.
What do you think you should sing about?
Cheesy dad jokes.
Oh, my girl.
I love a good dad joke.
You've never heard any of those in our house?
No, not at all.
Oh, man, I love that attitude.
What am I doing? What am I raising? This is actually a really good topic, honey.
Thank you.
All right, I'm writing it down right now. Cheesy dad jokes, which you know nothing about. Is your brother there?
Yeah.
Can I say hi to him?
Yeah.
Hey Ford.
Buddy. Yeah.
Do you think I should do cheesy dad jokes as a 10-minute tune today, buddy?
Totally.
That's a great question.
Okay.
Should I?
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Thank y'all. Have a good day at school.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Love you, Daddy.
Okay, do we really need to go on and take any other suggestions? Let's just be realistic and honest, okay?
Let's be realistic. Yeah, and they've never called for the 10-minute tune.
They've never called the show. You can't not do their song.
Of course, really I'm going to do cheesy dad jokes for my
kids. Even though it's about you?
No, it's not.
Oh.
They don't know anything about that.
Yeah, we heard Charlie's attitude. So, all right, that's going
to
be our topic today. Cheesy dad jokes. What's he going to create? That's what you want to hear. And it's coming up in less than 10 minutes. 10-minute tune next on The Bull. Hey, take us into work with you because coming up at 8:20, you'll have a chance to play Mono's Country. This guy might be a country superstar now, but he failed music class in high school. Think you could come up with the guy who hits all the wrong notes? We'll find out. Mo knows country, and you can play at 8:20 here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time to find out what Eric has created this morning with the 10-minute tune. And the suggestion, Mo, came from a very familiar voice.
Yeah, it came from a girl named Charlie that lives at Eric's house.
All right, hang on, Charlie. Sorry, I had it right here, but it disappeared. Here we go.
Cheesy dad jokes.
Oh, my girl.
I love a good dad joke.
You've never heard any of those in our house.
No, not at all.
I love her sarcasm. She gets us here on the show. She gets us here on the show. So, all right. So, Eric went out to create a song. And he's back.
Here I am. This one's for my daughter.
Yeah,
I wish she knew anything about dad jokes. Yes, it is actually a lot of extra pressure.
I wondered that when you left.
Because she's never called. She's never, ever called.
Right.
So I decided to do it in the style of Michael Jackson for some reason.
Was she going
to
know anything about that?
I don't know.
Okay. I was going to say, would she even recognize it? Okay. All right. Here's today's 10-minute tune on the Bull.
Embarrass you, and it makes me smile every time I do. The truth is, I know all my jokes. They make you cringe, they make you groan. Come on, why do all the mushrooms go to all the parties? Because they're such fun guys. Get it? It's funny. I'm such a dad, dad.
My jokes are really bad.
I'm such a dad.
Well done, Eric.
I don't know. I'm so weirded out with the Michael Jackson choice. It just doesn't seem appropriate.
Oh, no. I thought it was good.
Was it?
I thought it was good. And your fun guy joke. That was good, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like that. So that was our 10-minute tune. Thank you, Charlie, for calling and suggesting your dad do that this morning.
And, Mo, I have one word for you.
What's that?
Allegedly.
It's our 10-minute tune. We do it every day here on 100.3 The Bull. My name is George, and I believe in ghosts. Good morning, and welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. Every October, I like to tell Uncle Jorge's ghost stories. By the way, my ghost stories start on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But Mo and Eric always like to poo-poo my ghost stories.
Yes, we actually hate them. It's the worst time of year.
It's the worst time of year.
Mo absolutely hates it.
Yes.
Eric just hates it because Mo hates it.
Whatever.
Oh, he just wants to be on her side. That's
horrible.
All.
So
they are bad.
I'm out here on my own.
Yes.
Neither of you has ever had anything happen to you that you couldn't explain, like that you thought was maybe a ghost.
No, of course. I've had paranormal experiences, what you would call...
Well, then why are you looking down your nose at me?
Because there's got to be an explanation. I have so much trouble believing my great-great-grandfather is watching me in the shower every day and then knocking on walls to let me know he's there.
Yeah, mine's not.
Yeah,
You've never had... Mo, you've never had a situation
nothing that I cannot explain.
Okay. So until I get to Friday, when I tell my first ghost story of the season.
Great.
If you have a ghost story, 713-881-5500, you can call us and tell us the ghost story and see what Mo and Eric think of your Uncle Jorge's ghost story. 713-881-5500. Because, again, there have been too many things that have happened for it to be complete coincidences or just the house settling or something like that. So, Tracy, Mo is completely checked out.
She's gone. The whole month.
Listen, I get intrigued by this stuff. I actually do enjoy the stories from the audience. I like hearing.
There have been some that have made me a little weary, for sure.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Well, hang on. Tracy, you just called in. Tracy's on the phone in Katy. Tracy, tell me your Uncle Jorge's ghost story.
Okay. So, my son was 6 years old, and my mother had just passed away, and we called her Mimi. And he was in the bedroom playing, and he comes into the living room, and he said, "Mom, Mimi's in the bedroom, and she wants to talk to you."
Oh, no,
my heart dropped.
Yeah.
I got up. I went into the room, and I was like, "Where?" And he goes, "I don't know. She was sitting right there." And I just dropped to my knees and started crying.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was like, oh, my God, my mom is trying to talk to my son.
Again, I think the kids are more open to those yes. things than we are in this world. And sometimes
kids,
those messages,
cats and dogs.
Yeah, and cats and dogs.
Well,
yeah,
cats exactly. are have one right. foot in hell already.
Tracy, I appreciate your call.
Y'all have a good day.
See, Tracy experiences it too. She knows. She gets it. She gets the Uncle Jorge's ghost story uh-huh. part of this. So my first original ghost story of the season is on Friday. We do them on Fridays, but until then, if you have an Uncle Jorge worthy ghost story, is worthy the right word?
Yeah, change our minds. Let's go.
Worthy.
I'm not sure worthy is the right word, like but it. if you have an Uncle Jorge worthy ghost story, you can call us 713-881-5500 all during the month of October. We'll be telling ghost tales here in honor of Halloween on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money, because Mo knows country.
Blake is in Conroe and is going to play Mo Knows Country. Blake, you can get $100 if you do it this way.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Blake, why is that?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Blake, tell her to get the heck out of the studio, and I'll get started with the questions, okay?
Get out of here, Mo. See ya.
Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. This guy probably spent a long, hot summer in summer school because he failed music in high school. Can you name that artist?
Ooh. Charlie Daniels.
Question number two. We all have faith that you can name the singer who hit the top of the charts in 2014 with Shotgun Rider.
Tim McGraw.
Question number three. It was a number one that most people don't think of when they're talking about this Oklahoma legend. But who was the artist behind the 2002 number one hit called Who's Your Daddy?
I'll pass.
Question number four. Yeah. Name the Kane Brown song that was blessed with a number one and started with the lyrics, "This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time."
Ew. Kane Brown. This is new country. I don't know. I'm going to have to pass. I'm going to get some money, man.
Okay, all right. And question number five. Pop a bottle. Post Malone is about to have another number one, this time with Blake Shelton. Can you name the song that's near the top of the charts for them?
I don't know. Is it? I couldn't tell you. Pass.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against today with Blake.
Welcome back,
Mo.
He needs a little encouragement. I feel bad for you, Blake. A couple of them were very difficult. You got one out of the five.
All right. Yeah,
wait, are they hard as crap? Ones. George does this sometimes, Blake.
I do not. All right, Mo.
Hey, pick on the new guy.
Wow.
Let's see how you do, Mo.
Let's do it.
Question number one. This guy probably spent a long, hot summer in summer school because he failed music in high school. Can you name him?
Long Hot Summer is Keith Urban.
It is Keith Urban is what we were looking for.
It's gonna be a long hot summer. We should be together.
Did you hear the clue now, Blake?
I heard it now.
Yeah.
Question number two, Mo. Mm-hmm. We all have faith that you can name the guy who sang this chart topper in 2014 called Shotgun Rider.
I don't know anything about Shotgun Rider, but I know that I will never miss another faith question again. It is Tim McGraw.
That is true. Her husband, Tim McGraw,
yeah,
faith.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah,
got it.
Yeah.
Blake, that you got correct. That one. That's the one you got, bud.
Woo, woo.
2-1. Mo's winning.
I didn't strike out.
All right, let's see how Mo does with the rest of these. Question number 3. It was a number one that most people don't think about when they talk about this Oklahoma legend. But who was the artist behind the 2002 hit, Who's Your Daddy?
Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? That's Toby Keith.
Just give me the title.
Toby Keith. Oh, how do you not think of that song when you think of Toby Keith?
I'm going to think of you when I hear that song. Thanks
Who's
for ruining it.
Who's the one guy that you come running
to? It's so
to?
Funny. That song never shows up in like the top 5 Toby
They're
Keith
wrong.
Songs. I know.
They're
it
wrong.
Just never does. All right. Question number 4. Name the Kane Brown song that was blessed with a number 1 and started with the lyrics, "This is perfect. Come kiss me one more time." All right, I need an answer.
I don't know what the song title is.
I need an answer.
I don't know.
Yeah, heaven. No one knows.
It was heaven.
I don't remember.
It was blessed.
Yeah, I know.
With the number one blessed.
Yeah, I know the song.
3-1. 3-1.
And question number 5. Mm-hmm. Pop a bottle. Post Malone about to have another number one hit. This time with Blake. Name their song.
Somebody pour me a drink. Pour me a drink.
Yes, it's pour me a drink.
All right, Blake. Well, she's ruined Post Malone and Toby Keith for us all in the span of 2 minutes, but she kept her money 4-1.
Blake, come back anytime, friend.
All right. Thank you so much.
You know what you got to say to get out of here, Blake?
My name is Blake and Mo's Nose Country. Definitely a lot better than me.
You'll get a chance to play her tomorrow morning. 820 will be your next chance to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.